Factory settings, can you imagine just how I used to be before the world got a side of me? Pain still weighs on my soul, brain still feels like a black hole. Why am I laughing at the wrong moments when they say to cry? I don't mind, is this wise or am I hiding? To not choose sides.
Yo, Kevin's colorblind, so he can't see the difference between envy red and green money.
Fault lines ain't my fault, the earth has a mind of her own and I'm just trying to be me. Is that a crime? I guess it is. Outside the lines as we scribble crayons into diamonds, that's what we thought. Still trying, not even seeing the colors that's flying, way too focused on what we think we need. Too many songs, man, I think we peaked. To spike endorphins, Robert Johnson, a devil pack. Let's agree to grieve and let it go so we can be fools again with empty crosses, laughing in that hearse, so hard it hurts. We made it without accomplishing shit.
You know, when I was young, I was afraid of everything in certain ways. What am I trying to say? I felt so many places of vulnerability and so many ways in which I felt I didn't belong or couldn't measure up. And that maybe in a way that's never left me. I don't know. In other words, the idea isn't that a person becomes a perfect example of things. It's that a person becomes a specific presentation of their individual life. And that includes vulnerabilities and fault lines as much as it does brilliances and talents. And so, in a way, when a person inhabits their life more, they actually are inhabiting the gifted side and the wounded side. And so my own understanding is that the gifts and the wounds dwell together, and I'm saying that from experience. So, for instance, if we talk about creativity, I can be in a very creative mode and write something or create something and go, you know, that's not half bad. And then in the next moment, feel very vulnerable and very broken. Because in a way, compared to what was just shaped, I am misshapen. Or the shaping of something awakens the misshapen parts of myself. So to me, art and being creative and even being serious in a way brings in its wake a necessary stirring of the wounds and awakening of the faults. And so when I talk about going into the sea after writing for hours or something, that is done out of almost painful humility. That because the sea is so grand and so impeccable in its being, the sea doesn't question itself or think, geez, do I have too much salt? Or maybe my waves are at the wrong rhythm. The sea isn't doing that. The sea is so much the sea that it really is inviolable. And just standing at the edge of the sea is like humbling back towards the more wounded side, the more vulnerable side, and the more human side. And of course, the word human is not that far away from the word humus, which means earth, and from the word humus comes humor. And so as we get away from our heights of creativity and so on, we encounter the broken parts of ourselves and hopefully can do that with some humor, because then we're back in the flow. Now, the old idea that the first embodied joke was a pitfall. Someone slips and falls and everybody still cracks up. And now you're supposed to, you know, be too polite to do that, but it really is funny. And humor in a way is a falling experience. We fall from the heights of our pretensions and we fall humorously towards the earth, which is the humus. And one of the functions of humus is to bring us back down. to the earth. So yeah, there's something beautiful about that and necessary. Especially now, the world become too hard, too threatening, too dangerous, too heavy. And so humor is helpful in terms of pulling us out of that heaviness.